New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been discussing the issue of gun control with legislative leaders since the December 14th mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. And there is the possibility that Cuomo will introduce a package of bills during his State of the State message January 9th. Now there is another gun-related topic that could be part of the discussion. The Journal News, on December 22nd, published an interactive gun map with the names and addresses of pistol permit holders in Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam counties. They did so after having submitted Freedom of Information requests, and by state law, the information is public record. The information for Putnam County has not yet been compiled and posted. Democratic Assemblywoman Sandy Galiff represents New York's 90th district, which covers portions of Westchester and Putnam counties. She says she has received a number of responses from her constituents since the gun map appeared online.
It did trigger a number of emails, a few calls, but a number of emails, and really reflecting two positions here. People being upset and people thinking it's a good idea. So, you know, we have a little bit of both. And I think that that kind of is a precursor to what we're going to be dealing with in Albany as we deal with having some more controls and so on the opportunity or the knowledge about guns. So, you know, I think this is going to be a very intriguing year ahead.
She says she does not yet have a position on whether to restrict the public availability of information about gun permit holders, given the division in opinion among her constituents. She says at this point she'll just continue to listen.
When the holidays are over, whether I'm sure we're going to be inundated more, and we're going to be inundated, you know, really again by all sides. I represent not just Westchester, but Putnam County, and Putnam County hasn't released their information yet.
And she knows there are a number of hunters in Putnam County. Also in Putnam is Gerald Sharamick. He's a chief in the county sheriff's office, and he says police are concerned about the gun map information.
Well, I would imagine that the police do have some concerns about this list getting into the wrong hands of people. This is something that we believe that can cause some serious considerations as far as someone's safety and the safety of their homes.
As to whether he or other law enforcement personnel would support legislation restricting the public availability of gun permit holder information.
Well, I can tell you that Putnam County Sheriff Donald B. Smith will look at any legislative proposal, and he will look at it as not only as the sheriff of Putnam County, but as president of the New York State Sheriff's Association.
He would not say what type of legislation Sheriff Smith would support, only that Smith would look closely at any such legislation. Republican State Senator Greg Ball has weighed in by proposing legislation to keep gun records private and prevent the publication of similar stories in the media in the future. He says he will introduce a bill in the state Senate that would ban disclosure of information in pistol license applications, except to law enforcement officials involved in active investigations. Ball represents the 40th New York State Senate District, which includes portions of Westchester as well as Putnam counties. A spokesman for independent Democratic State Senator David Carlucci, who represents the 38th District encompassing all of Rockland County, declined to comment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.